The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Throughout the world, AM 600.
Let's do it.
Travel World, welcome back to Stephen Pickford, Melanie Repis' studio, and the hands of Chad behind the console, testing out a bit of our new intro music.
Yeah,
let's
do some different sounds here this morning on Travel World. Good morning, I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I am Melanie Repis, but I don't know about that music there, Willem. It's a bit of an interesting choice.
You betcha.
I wasn't in the vote for that music I mentioned to you before.
Well, the day that you actually sit down, edit the music, cut the CDs, and come to the studio
we're getting testy.
It's the day that you can have some say in the music.
All right. Anyway. You got a witness to that now.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be my first choice, but it does get us up and going on
Saturday morning. Be that as it may, we just came back from Miami last week, had a great old time.
Oh, yes, always when we hit to
getting my little butt off.
I got a little bit of fun there, even though I was only on the beach for around 2 hours. And your lobster said here. Oh, they said it was very cool down there. It was like 78 degrees or 81 degrees. It was kind of cool. We're having a cool spell. I said, oh, yes.
And what was it up here, about minus 40?
Yeah. No. Here,
last weekend was pretty pretty mild up here, but
well,
it was
you guys look pretty
rainy
healthy.
And wet.
You got some sun down there.
That's for sure. And you were out in Hong Kong, I hear.
I was, and they had what they called a dry winter monsoon, which had all of them shivering. But when I looked at the thermometer, they were shivering at plus 11 degrees Celsius. So my sympathy went right down the drain for that one. But it's all relative, right?
Sure.
And, of course, the wicked weather's in Montreal. That when I was there, it was minus 35 here. And it made the South China Morning Post newspaper.
Sure.
So I had sympathy heaped on me all over the place.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. People thought, oh, such bad temperatures here. But wintertime is a good time to go to Hong Kong because, it starts to get a little bit more humid by the time you hit springtime and you get that whole humidity factor.
Yeah, and it's dry and it's such a walking city, Hong Kong, that actually, even though they were calling this a dry winter monsoon, it was perfect walking weather because at plus 11, plus 9, it's comfortable.
Did you make it to Macau?
I didn't make it to Macau. I actually was going to mention it as something for anybody to do in a day. You really need a full day. It's about an hour on the ferry to Macau. And once you get over there, there's gambling and all kinds of great Portuguese food and all that kind of stuff. But I basically stayed on Hong Kong Island and Kowloon. And believe me, there is enough to do to last a lifetime.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's one of those crowded areas, but shopping must have been spectacular out there as well.
It's unbelievable shopping. I mean, I thought I'd seen everything in New York City for shopping, but shopping in Hong Kong, it defines the word in a way I have never seen. And I actually shopped and brought you guys back something very interesting. I don't know if you're going to eat it, but it's a little show and tell.
I thought you brought us a kick in the butt.
No, I did that.
That's what people usually bring us.
I did that before with your music choice. No, this is just a little shopping. There's outdoor markets everywhere in Hong Kong, and there's so much fun. There's bargaining going on, and there's just things hanging from hangers and people cooking things, and prices are really, really cheap.
Well, obviously, it's one of the manufacturing capitals of the world.
A lot of things get made there, and you cannot go down one street without seeing it. Particularly at nighttime, stores stay open late, and you just take a walk. It's perfectly safe, and the whole city lights up at night. The neon, and the whole hustle and bustle almost 24 hours a day.
It is important, actually, Stephen. You're right. It's a very, very safe city, and you get a sense of that when you're walking around. I mean, certainly you're not going to have a camera flying over your left shoulder and your wallet and passport hanging out and a sign on your back. That's just basic common sense.
That's painting a target on your forehead.
But certainly we've seen those tourists in some of the big cities. Mm. But there's a real sense of it being a safe city to walk all hours of the day or night. And as Stephen said, the stores are open late. They open early in the morning. You can spend every cent you ever earned your entire lifetime in 3 hours at the Stanley Market.
Well, it's true of almost any place. If you want to
spend a lot of
money, there's a lot of ways to do it.
Anyone going to Hong Kong should bring an extra suitcase or a bag they can fold up in the one they take over there because guaranteed it's going to be bulging by the time you get back because there is so many little things to buy and souvenirs. And I got an L.L. Bean shirt for $4.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
You know? Just made over there. By the time it translates back to North America, it's, another $100.
That's for sure. A lot of customers that I have myself, they manufacture their apparel in Hong Kong.
Yeah, it's a big business travel destination, and a lot of times when people travel on business, they just don't get out of the hotels, but you can certainly spend a couple of extra days. I think business travelers owe it to themselves to get out of the hotels and start taking some of those walking
tours. Yeah, the walking tours are great, or just make your own walking tours. And the public transportation there as well, I should add, is simple and easy to understand. English is everywhere. Everybody understands it, of course. The signs are in English. The Star Ferry is probably the best bargain in the world. We always think of the Staten Island Ferry as the best bargain in the world. But the Star Ferry that goes from Kowloon to Hong Kong Island takes about 10 minutes. It's a 100-year-old boat, and it's like a 40 Canadian cents.
It's a good value.
It's a really good value. Yeah, it's and it's fast. I mean, the tunnel's going over to Hong Kong Island. There's a lot of traffic in them, quite honestly.
Wow.
But to sit on the Star Ferry for 10 minutes, fabulous.
And you
really
see the skyline. That's something that is one of those quintessential things to do when you go to Hong Kong, is to take the ferry.
To take the ferry to see the beautiful skyline on Victoria Harbor, but also, of course, to ride the pram to the top of Victoria Peak and see the skyline that way, which is fantastic. There's views everywhere in Hong Kong. And, of course, you know, they're into this feng shui, which is the wind and water, the way in which things are constructed is good fortune or not bad fortune. So there's a lot of unobstructed views, because in that way of thinking, it brings prosperity or doesn't bring prosperity. So you can see from every angle in the city. It's fabulous.
Well, each building, when they construct a new high-rise, they have these consultants who will tell them how to design it and the whole, for good luck and good vibes. And
yeah,
everything.
And it's important. They really take that stuff seriously. In fact, the Hong Kong Tourist Association, which I should add is the most efficient, well-oiled machine I've run into in a long time, very, very helpful with kiosks all over the city. They run a feng shui tour. It lasts 3.5 hours. And it runs several times a week. It's fairly inexpensive on a nice, comfortable bus.
We ought to go. We can add to our vocabulary. Can you hold that thought, Melanie? Stephen, let's talk about Air Montreal a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes you have to do business closer to home. You can't head off to Hong Kong, but you can have to head up to Bagotville or Rouen or Val-d'Or or Quebec City. Air Montreal is just-in-time travel. Just one number to call, 631-2111. Don't have to reserve 2 weeks in advance or stay a Saturday night, because Air Montreal is consistently 50% off what other carriers charge. You savings increase even more because Air Montreal leaves from their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, where parking is free and there's no airport improvement fee to pay. Air Montreal, 631-2111 or www.airmontreal.com.
Chad, roll it.
Another holiday.
I think you're dead.
CIQC, Montreal.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langille's choice of diets and experienced care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langille's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Spring wedding? Check the bridal registry at Rob McIntosh's new Montreal location, the Mega Center, just west of Sources on the Tecan. Top lines like Royal Dalton, Noritake, Wedgwood, Waterford, including new patterns. Right for brides. Rob McIntosh, China and Crystal.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181. Open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today. 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Monsieur Renault. Concerning your home, did you know that I can change all your windows and doors with the best quality merchandise and at the best prices? Furthermore, you will start paying only in 1 year. I repeat, you will start paying only in 1 year with no interest for the best windows and doors, guaranteed for 10 years and at the best price. Call us now.
274-1159. 274-1159.
Hi, this is Cynthia Foto from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
Talk Radio 600 CIQC.
Tell me how will I ever be the same when I know that that woman...
Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see a dollar?
Picasso here on Travel World. Well, I'm back. It's Stephen Pickford, Melanie Reffis, and the Hands of Chad in studio talking about Hong Kong. This time, lots of water around Hong Kong.
Yeah,
we wish it was more wet around here. A little warmer, actually, the thing we'd like to do. And we have a very special guest online. Melanie, tell us who's online.
Nicole.
Yes.
Is that you?
Yes, Nicole Kachurcimard from Air Canada. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're always talking about how to get to a destination, and Air Canada is the way to get to Hong Kong.
That's right.
Actually, Nicole, you guys just won some really great awards for your business class service. You should tell us about it for starters.
Yes, we certainly have, and our employees are really proud to have been recognized for their efforts. We won three first prizes with one organization called the Official Airlines Guide, which all business travelers, worldwide business travelers, know about. And these prizes are for best long-haul airline in North America and best short-haul airline in North America. And we've also won with them the overall third best airline in the world, which is really something great.
That really is quite prestigious, actually. Congratulations to all of you.
Thank you. And the other organization who has awarded us a best overall first prize for passenger service in the world is Air Transport World, a very highly respected international airline industry magazine. So that is really kind of a very appreciated recognition from our peers in the airline industry and from the business travelers, which is our most important market.
Hong Kong, of course, is a favorite destination of Canadian business people, men and women. There's so much going on there in business and banking and finance and clothing,
yes,
and that kind of thing. And
right,
business class over to Hong Kong, which is what I took 2 weeks ago, is so fantastic. It's a Cinderella story in itself.
Yeah, and you know, Melanie, on that particular route, Air Canada was also named the best business airline. We won first prize for the best business class product. And, you know, when you look at the competition, airlines like Cathay Pacific and Singapore Airlines, who, are no slouches in that area, that we find that very, very flattering for Air Canada.
And on a long-haul flight, as you pointed out, you know, getting as much rest and feeling as refreshed as you can at the other end of a long destination is quite important for somebody that's got business to do over there or only there for a couple of days. And the service and the food and the chair that turns into a bed, it's just so fantastic that you're almost sorry when it lands at the airport. I mean, 14 hours is over already. You know, you really could do another couple of hours. They make it most pleasant. So,
well, that's the trick. You know, we want our passengers to travel in a relaxed atmosphere. We provide great entertainment, three feature movies each way. And, when you come back from Hong Kong, and you arrive in Vancouver at 6:30 in the morning on the same day, if you have meetings, scheduled, maybe you're meeting somebody for a luncheon or something like that, we have in Vancouver Airport an arrivals lounge, which is brand new. We opened it this year, and it offers showers. You can have breakfast. You can have a suit press.
You can even check your emails because there's computers.
Absolutely.
With internet access.
Oh,
in
yes.
There. It's great.
Yes, we have the business centers in all the airports, but the showers and all these, useful amenities when you want to be fresh, and you can stay there and rest for a few hours if you wish, and this is available for all our business class passengers.
And there's also something similar, I should add, in the brand-new Hong Kong airport as well, a reciprocal agreement with Royal Thai Airlines, I believe, or United,
yes,
Airlines?
Yes, with Thai Airlines. They're our partner in Star Alliance, our world airline network alliance, and we have a new partner that's coming on board probably later this year. We started working with them, and that's Singapore Airlines, so we're in good company there.
Well, obviously, anybody that can afford it or whose company doesn't mind sending them business class should definitely opt for that. It is an unforgettable experience. I can truly say that. Otherwise, of course, the whole flight is great over there. It's very efficient. And do you have a schedule in front of you, Nicole, at least three times a week?
We actually fly four times a week, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday.
From Vancouver.
From Vancouver to Hong Kong. And the flight leaves at 1 p.m., from Vancouver, so that allows all passengers who originating in cities across Canada to get to Vancouver on the same day, so they can leave. You can leave Montreal at 8 in the morning, arrive Vancouver, you have time to connect to your 1 p.m. flight, and you arrive in Hong Kong at 7:15 on the following day because you crossed the date line.
Right. Actually, I think I had two Wednesdays or didn't have a Wednesday or something like that. It gets kind of strange. And then coming back, you can, as you said, you land in Vancouver at 6:30 in the morning local time, and then you can catch a plane to any other Canadian city right after that.
That's right. So it's one-day travel, and a lot of people appreciate that because, you know, time is very precious.
Yeah, and especially if you're on a business trip with a tight schedule. Mm-hmm. These routes are fairly popular now, too, with a lot of people going over to Hong Kong, I would imagine.
Oh, yes. Hong Kong, although they are, the Asia in general is in a slump right now, an economic slump. There's still a lot of, there's still demand enough to support this service. Obviously, we'd like to fly 7 days a week. We would love to offer a daily service, and with our demands to the Canadian government, we hope that this will come about someday. But in the meantime, we're very pleased to serve the market with four flights per week.
Well, I think those flights are going to be fairly busy the next couple of weeks, as the Chinese New Year is February 16th, the year of the rabbit. And, of course, a lot of people from Canada go over there to see relatives that
Absolutely.
May be over there for business. So it's a busy traveling time now to Hong Kong as
yes,
well.
Yes, it is. And the weather is beautiful at this time of the year. You know, the time to go to Hong Kong is in the winter.
Yeah, it's very pleasant and very certainly a very walking city all the time. The other great time to go is in the late spring because the food festival is the entire month of July, and that is really a fun time to go to Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a time, I guess, people are planning their summer vacation, so it's a good time to call Air Canada, see what, you can get on board one of those flights. And it's, as I said, it's a truly enjoyable way to get over to Asia, and we thank you for all your cooperation.
Well, it's our pleasure.
And we will talk to you soon about all sorts of other new routes. I know you have one coming up in the spring to Denmark and several other ones.
Yes, we do. We'll be starting new services, more new international routes this year, and we're working on that now. So with Copenhagen coming on May the 1st, and we'll be the only airline to offer nonstop service from Canada to Copenhagen, and that will save passengers 3 hours of traveling time. So we anticipate that also will be a success.
I think that will absolutely be a success, and I can see smiles on Stephen and Willem's faces.
I think they're
fans of Scandinavia right in front of me here.
Great.
Well, we're definitely going to keep an eye out for that one, and we'll trust you keep us posted on all of your other goings-on at Air Canada.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate you joining us this morning, Nicole.
My pleasure, Melanie. Bye, everyone.
We'll talk to you soon. That's Nicole.
Thanks for joining us on Travel World here.
Nicole Kasturki from Air Canada.
We got another special guest coming up after the break.
Aliana Ho is the Canadian Director for the Hong Kong Tourist Association, and she'll be joining us after the 11:30 break with information on some of those festivals and events.
I saw some of the brochures out there, and there's a lot of lights, but one of the most beautiful sights that I've seen in pictures and whatnot is Hong Kong Harbor.
Beautiful. Truly unbelievable. And if I tell you that my room in the Peninsula Hotel faced the harbor and there was an electronic curtain opener and closer next to, I couldn't even make this up.
I believe you.
I'd be in this huge bed that could have fit the entire Chinese army in. It was so big. Not that I had any fantasies of that or anything, of course.
Okay.
But I would just I would just have to press my finger on this button and the entire curtain would
army
open. And in front of me would, no, the Victoria Harbor would be right in front of me. And if I was bored with that, of course, I could turn the other way and automatically put on the laser disc player in this room in the Hotel Peninsula. So we'll talk about that after
talk
the break,
about high
too.
Tech.
Yeah, talk about high tech.
That particular hotel, what other amenities did it have for you?
I had a television in my bathtub. I mean, I start right at the top. Not that I'd get electrocuted, but very beautifully, gracefully placed right at the front with an automatic system so that, you can play around with it while you're in the bathtub. I had better reception on the TV there than I get here in the plateau.
He even told me when he was young, of course, he knew his father was into sports, so when his father was taking a bath, he said, "Here, Dad, you can watch TV."
Oh, that's so very nice of you, Stephen. The Hotel Peninsula is truly for Cinderellas. I mean, really, I've never seen anything quite like it.
What a place.
It's extraordinary. It's many, many years old in an institution.
You talked about making walking tours.
Right.
You make your own walking tour, but how the heck do you do that? In a place like Hong Kong, how would you know where to go?
Well, you would go to one of the several HKTA, the Hong Kong Tourist Association offices. There's one, or kiosks. There's one right near the Star Ferry. There's a huge one right at the airport. And they give you these very easy to understand and read brochures, maps of the city, and suggested walking tours.
Yeah.
And you just sort of sit down at any number of places, enjoy a dim sum or a Chinese tea, and look it over, and you can decide whether you want to go through a shopping area or a museum area or a temple area, and they're very, very easy to figure out. The other walking tour, the one I'm really good at, is the complete aimless one.
Complete aimless.
You go out one door, and actually, I did that one day there, and you know, you try to make markers in your mind so you don't get lost. Well, how was I to know that the Welcome drugstore has about 4,000 locations all through Hong Kong?
Oh, at the corner.
Because that was my marker, and then I kept seeing them and seeing them and seeing them. I got very lost.
You should have read your mythology and just used the ball of string and anchor.
I got very lost, and I was panicked in a sea of shopping. I thought, this is so wonderful.
Well, those booklets are very easy to follow, because when I went to Hong Kong, they gave me a whole stack of these little walking tour brochures. You just pick what your interests are and do as little or as much of one as you want.
And people are real friendly, too. You can just ask anybody anything. That's the other thing.
But it brings an important point that we brought up last year on the show. When you're going to go to a place, get a map of the place in advance if you can, and get a layout of where you intend to be. And you know, get an idea of what the place is going to look like. I remember we had a traveler last year who called us and complained that when they went to the city, they just didn't know which end from which. And I'm thinking,
look at a map.
Look at a map.
Sometimes it just takes, you know, like a day to get sort of oriented to a city, to get sense of what is, you know, not that you're going to be able to know your way around, of course, but when I first landed there, I was completely disoriented, quite honestly. I really didn't know what end of the harbor was which way.
Yeah.
And then after about a day, you get a sense of that Hong Kong Island is on the other side and Kowloon is on this side, and you sort of recognize some of the area names, and then it makes it a bit easier. But I quite highly recommend the Aimless Wanderers Tour.
To find something of interest and spend some time with it?
Not that you're going to do it at 2 in the morning or anything like that, but, you know, just give yourself one day. 5 days is a good time to be in Hong Kong.
Yeah, that's
a good
amount of time I spent.
Yeah, and I've talked to other people. They find it's, you know, unless you're going to go to Macau or China or any of those longer day trips, but other, if you're staying in the area, 5 days is great, and just get out there and walk around. It's a real walking city. Good pair of shoes.
You know, walking, Steve, you're going to work
up
real,
an appetite.
It's pizza time!
Yeah, 11:30 in Montreal, thinking about lunch. Call now, Pizza Donini, 383-6000. Your Montreal-style pizza will be piping hot, oven fresh at your door by 12 noon. 31 locations in Greater Montreal, but just that one number to remember, 383-6000, Pizza Donini.
Chad, roll it.
You guys are bad.
CICC Montreal.
You've waited long enough.
Darn gone and done it.
The triumphant return. Now live at Molson Center. One night, March 15th.
Kick it.
Shania Twain. Live. Plus special guest, Lady. Tickets are on sale now at the Molson Center box office. All admission outlets are called 790-1245. Outside Montreal, call 1-800-361-4595. Shania Twain. Produced by Donald K. Donald, Universal.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Steak lovers rejoice. Now there's a brand new steakhouse and bar on the South Shore. The first and the finest you could imagine. Steak & Company. Now open at 7845 Cashel Boulevard, just west of the Champlain Bridge. Three levels, fully licensed, serving first-class steak and seafood at very reasonable prices. Savor the superb food. Enjoy the attentive service. 7 days a week. Discover Steak & Company. 7845 Cashel and Brossard. 450-445-6231.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business and leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hi, this is Dick Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
This time of year, Hong Kong's got to be pretty warm. It was 11 degrees when you went there.
It was 11. Actually, I was going to say that Hong Kong is the same latitude as the Bahamas and Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
So it's basically the same kind of weather.
It's a good temperature year-round.
I can't imagine Hawaii at only 11 degrees.
Well, I think it did that week when I was there. I think the whole planet was a little bit off kilter.
It was the cold week of
the cold
planet.
Snap. Yeah, the cold
snap. I remember
snap.
Sitting there with Ray Baca, the engineer who put us on the air in Hawaii. And he's sitting going, damn it, man, it isn't 80 degrees yet.
It's only 78,
yeah,
way back.
We just sat there going, oh, our heart bleeds for you, man.
Yeah, it depends on what you used to. But it's a warm country. The people are so nice
warm,
and warm. And we have one of them with somebody on the phone.
Yes, Aliana Ho is the Canadian director of the Hong Kong Tourist Association, and she joins us now on the line. Good morning, Aliana.
Good morning.
Chad. Hi, Melanie.
How are you?
I am fine. I just returned from Hong Kong last night.
Oh, did you?
And it was 22 degrees when I left Hong Kong.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like summertime.
It's like summertime, yeah. But it's great weather all year round, basically, isn't it?
Yes, yes. You know, our rainy season is like August.
And hopefully you'll have good weather for the Chinese New Year that's coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yes, we will be going to the temple and pray for good weather for our Chinese New Year parade on February the 16th.
Yeah, and there's a lot of celebrations when I noticed even, too, that are well underway now. You probably saw even more of them if you just got back.
Yes, everybody is, like, busily trying to get ready for the Chinese New Year, which is the most important Chinese festival amongst the Chinese. So people are trying to clean the house, try to buy new outfits for the new year because it's believed that you have to wear new outfits inside out, even underwear, on the first day of New Year so that you will have good luck the year round.
Well, that ought to be a sight.
Oh, yes. Change your underwear once a year for good luck.
And there's plenty of places to buy a new outfit in Hong Kong. We were talking on the air before you joined us about that it being a shopper's paradise there. Between the Temple Street Night Market and the Stanley Market, the Ladies Market, the Jade Market, the Bird Market. It's unbelievable.
Melanie, I heard that you have a good shopping experience in Hong Kong when you were there, right?
Oh, you did you? I had quite an eye for bargains. Yeah, I found some wonderful things to buy in those markets. But, you know, you really have to, in some way, know what you're looking for.
Right.
And in another way, you have to almost look at the markets as entertainment, not just shopping, because there's so much stimulation in those markets, and there's so much fun.
Exactly. That's the whole total shopping experience in Hong Kong. It's fun. There's a variety of merchandise, and you can sometimes bargain along the streets.
I almost got the feeling that if you didn't bargain, they got almost insulted. Like, I think that's part of the shopping experience is to bargain over there.
Correct. I don't believe you have many places in Montreal where you can bargain, right?
That's true. Most of the time they, you know, pay sticker price, and if you try to bargain, it's like, get out of here, you cheapskate.
You can't even bargain with the guy who sells you the Gazette newspaper. Bargaining is just not done here at all. But I think it's part of the Hong Kong shopping experience. You know, I was so surprised to see a market in Hong Kong called the Ladies Market.
Right, I was there too.
And it's so much fun, and it's all a whole, it's like ladies' underwear and ladies' clothing and fun things for ladies. It was really great.
Windsor Flight Lease.
Yeah.
You can actually buy it for a steal.
You can get, it's unbelievable how cheap some of that stuff was. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen underwear with feathers on it at that reduced price.
You got Chad's attention.
Yeah, it's definitely my New Year's, Chinese New Year's outfit when I got the ladies' market. The other two markets I wanted to mention, too, is the Temple Street Night Market is a lot of fun. If anyone's familiar with New York City, it's like the Lower East Side on a Sunday afternoon, but at night.
Right.
And there's blocks and blocks and blocks of everything from fortune tellers to posters to antiques, and it's just a lot of fun. Give yourself maybe 3 or 4 hours to walk through the Temple Street
and
Night Market.
Did you see the opera singer, the Cantonese opera singer along the street as well?
I did. In fact, they were performing right next to the woman who flips pancakes faster than anyone I'd ever seen. I thought the Guinness Book of World Records was there.
Oh, I can see that you really have a good time in Hong Kong. That's the best place you can rub shoulders with the local people.
Yeah, it was wonderful to do that because everything is all sort of mixed in together. And the Stanley Street Market, where you find, I think, maybe less locals and perhaps more tourists, but nevertheless is a lot of fun. It's got amazing bargains. Anybody that's familiar with any of the designer labels, of course, we see a lot of knockoffs over in Hong Kong, as we see in New York and the other big cities, but the real labels were really cheap at the Stanley Street Market. And there's a lot of really wonderful places to eat lunch there, so you can make an entire afternoon outing out of the Stanley Street Market.
Well, Hong Kong certainly has great food. That is something that I remember from my trip. Don't go hungry when you go to Hong Kong.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. If you want to eat around Hong Kong, you probably have to stay there.
We have great food. That is something that I remember from my trip. Don't go hungry when you go to Hong Kong.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. If you want to eat around Hong Kong, you probably have to stay there for 7.5 years.
At least.
All the restaurants.
Yeah, there is an amazing quantity of wonderful restaurants. And when I visited the new territories, we should point out that Hong Kong's basically divided into four areas. There's Hong Kong Island, Kowloon, the new territories, and the outlying islands. And I would suggest a day trip to the new territories. It's wonderfully interesting. There's all kinds of things to see. And there's a huge market there as well that is frequented only by the locals. It's a different ambiance than the sort of situation you see at the Stanley Street Market or the Temple Street Market.
Right. And were you on this land between tour, Melanie, when you were there?
Yes.
That's where you visit the local market.
Yeah, you can, and they're very receptive to having, you know, non-locals walk through the market. And I went in a supermarket, which in a foreign city is always fun for a Westerner to do, mm-hmm. because you can see, you know, sort of what the local foods and tastes are. And actually, I brought Willem and Stephen back something from the market in the new territories that I have. I'm making a little noise with it now, and I'm looking at them. It's licorice lemon, which is a very favorite snack by a lot of the locals in Hong Kong. Do you know what I'm talking about, Aliana?
The black stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be very good for your throat.
That's what they say, and that's why I brought them back for radio, guys.
Oh, yeah, especially they've been talking so much, right?
Yeah, they're talking so much, and they need something to soothe their tired vocal
yes.
cords, so
yes.
I figured I'd pick them something up from the new territories.
Mm-hmm.
You can't literally walk a block in Hong Kong without buying something, and you can buy so many things for such a small quantity of money if you shop around, and that's really all part of it.
Exactly.
And I was going to suggest, too, to our listeners that there's a store called the Chinese Handicraft Store. There's several locations, but the one that I went to is in Kowloon in the Star Building, right near the YMCA and the Peninsula Hotel, very near the Star Ferry. And I highly suggest it for anybody from Montreal going over to Hong Kong. It's many, many floors of Chinese arts and crafts and handiworks, and you can easily spend an hour or two in there and come back with exquisite embroidered clothing and all kinds of beautiful things from Hong Kong.
Right. And did you go on the feng shui tour, Melanie?
I did, and I was telling them before that it's so much fun for 3.5 hours. We had a tour guide called Winnie Robinson, who really should have her own talk show, either here or in Hong Kong. She's the liveliest person I met over there. She's just wonderful. And it's on a very comfortable bus. It only takes 20 people. She was saying the sort of comfortable numbers about 10. We had about 7 on our tour. And they stop at various places in both Hong Kong Island and Kowloon, including Repulse Bay, where we look at the Bank of China and the Shanghai Bank Towers. And she tells you all kinds of things about the, you know, mythology behind Feng Shui and why, you know, there should be space between buildings and what means prosperity and what means good luck. And, of course,
right.
we all know this is becoming very popular now in North America.
Exactly. That is one of our most popular tours. It's been in the marketplace for about a year. It's very well received. Did you learn how to
do it in your own home, Melanie?
Yes, she was telling us about where to place mirrors to ward off certain
right.
evil spirits and what kinds of things to do to increase wealth. And she has very interesting handouts. It's really a lot of fun. I quite highly recommend it. It started last March, 1998.
Right.
And it's becoming increasingly popular with tourists and locals alike, as far as Winnie was telling us.
Mm-hmm.
So I would suggest that. It's very easy to, you just go to the, it makes several stops. You can pick it up at the YMCA on Salisbury Road in Kowloon. It's very easy to find.
Right.
And the other tour that I took too, which I quite recommend, which these two guys might like, is the Cum Horse Racing Tour.
Oh, yes.
Did you have any luck? I did because I got there and I had a wonderful lunch. But as far as the horses go, I should probably keep my day job. But it's a lot of fun. There's two racetracks in Hong Kong, the Sha Tin and the Happy Valley. I went to the newer one, the Sha Tin, and it's about 6 hours. And it's a really pleasant way. You can go outside. You can go down to the paddocks. Winnings in Hong Kong are tax-free, I gather, right?
Exactly.
So you can come back with a whole lot of extra cash if you happen to hit it lucky that day.
Pay for your trip that way, but Hong Kong people really love their horse racing. It's very popular, much more popular in Hong Kong than it is in much of North America.
It's like a national pastime.
And it's crowded and fun. This tour goes every Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday at night, and also in the afternoon on the weekends. It's Saturday and Sunday. So anybody who likes horses or likes horse racing or just wants to be somewhere for a couple of hours and be entertained, I would quite heartily recommend the Cum Horse Racing Tour. It's $530 Hong Kong, right?
Right.
Which is quite worth it. It includes a lunch and your admittance and a little souvenir and a really fun guide. We
and
had a guide.
The tips to try to win the, in the betting.
Actually, they do give you tips, and then when you press them on whether they're really informed tips, they kind of tell you they're just sort of lucky guesses.
But Melanie, don't feel bad about losing, because the Jockey Club is one of the biggest providers to our social welfare. So every year they donate a big chunk of their profit into all our community services, like hospitals, schools, care for the old age, as well as for children.
Yeah, I did notice there was a sort of serious involvement on behalf of the Jockey Club to the community of Hong Kong, which is nice to be putting some of it back into it.
Yeah, so it's a win-win situation at the Jockey Club for everybody.
And
I do thank you for helping us.
Yeah, it was quite enjoyable. And those were the two tours that I went on sponsored by the HKTA, but there are many other ones as well. And they're very easy. As I said, there's kiosks. The HKTA's got kiosks all over, and they're more than happy to give you the brochures about all of them. The meeting places and all the logistics. So it's quite easy and simple to hook up to any one of the tours, and I quite recommend them to anybody making a trip over to Hong Kong.
Did you find Hong Kong accessible by foot?
I found it thoroughly accessible by foot. In fact, I was telling Willem and Stephen before we had you on the air that one of my favorite kind of tours is just a walking tour by yourself that you make up.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a little bit lost at one point, but I quite enjoyed getting lost because then I just could shop a little bit more before I found my way around. But completely accessible. Everybody's very friendly, knows their way around, free with giving directions. And
right.
There's so many places to stop and sit down and have a tea or a dim sum or a coffee or anything that, you can walk forever, basically.
Yeah, and we do have some leaflets, like walking tour leaflets at our information center. Anybody can go in and pick up those leaflets and follow the route. And then on the leaflets, they point out all the landmarks, because as you probably agree with me, Hong Kong is a place full of contrast.
Eliana, can you please hold that thought? It's time for a break.
Okay.
We'll come back.
We'll come back right after this break to continue.
Okay.
Chad, roll it.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Go choose the razor blade.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Like
a couple of red lobsters.
BIQC Montreal.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sports Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and St. Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
You buy clothes, you pay taxes. Eat at a restaurant, you pay taxes. Go to the garage, more taxes. Imagine if someone else paid the taxes for you. Well, it's happening at Boy Mutsuno. That's right. Save the equivalent of 15% GST and QST on the purchase of a refrigerator, range, washer, dryer of the same brand. On promotion, Gibson four-piece set, now only $1,799. Buy now, pay only in the year, $2,000. Isn't it great when someone else pays the taxes? Boy Mutsuno, where quality always meets low prices. Details in store.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory. 626-3132.
Saturday, February 6th, mark it down. It's the day of the big midwinter sale at the Salvation Army thrift stores. That day, everything, with very few exceptions, everything is 50% off. That's a lot of reductions on a lot of great winter merchandise. There's smart shopping at the big midwinter sale Saturday, February 6th. Hey, it's the last one of the century. Don't miss it at all Salvation Army thrift stores, including Chamonix-Laval at 4305 Sampson and Taschereau at 5840 Taschereau Boulevard. For the one nearest you, call 935-7425.
Oh, hi, Chad. This is Maria from Salisbury. We'd love to show you around. Come on down. We have a place that's great. I know just where to take you. The boys will explain it to you when they get back.
Weekend again. Welcome back to Stephen Pickford, the Hand of Chad behind the console. Special guest Melanie Reffis talking about Hong Kong. Here we are on Travel World.
Yes, and we have on the line with us still Aliana Ho, the Canadian director of the Hong Kong Tourist Association.
Hi.
Hi, Aliana. You know, we were talking before the break about Hong Kong being a wonderfully great city for walking and exploring on your own.
Right.
And we were just saying during the break that you can get pretty tired at the end of the day because there's so much walking to do. Mm-hmm. And I was staying at the Peninsula Hotel, which I have to say is so extraordinary, it just defies description. Have you ever stayed there?
Yes, I have. I have the opportunity to stay there. It's sensational.
It's so, they have the largest Rolls-Royce fleet of any hotel anywhere, and they're at your disposal. And if you've stayed there, you know the breakfast in the lobby, and the afternoon tea is something they're very famous for. Did you have that when you were there?
That was my favorite pastime when I still lived in Hong Kong during my childhood. That was the greatest thing to do when my dad took us to the Peninsula for afternoon tea. You really have to score very high marks in school before he would do that.
I'm sure.
And that has been a traditional thing way back in the starting from the early 50s.
And it's very, very crowded and popular. In fact, there's a lineup for it some days. But if you're a guest of the hotel, they move you right to the front. And it's also right next door to the YMCA where the HKTA tours leave from.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very convenient if one were looking for a great hotel that has every amenity you can possibly imagine. I was telling these guys that there was a television in my bathtub, if you can imagine.
And they have a very unique program at the Peninsula called Peninsula Academy.
Yes, they do.
Which is like a spa program?
They have the spa, which is simply fantastic. I mean, there's people up there able to do all kinds of massages and treatments, and there's a pool and a gym. But the Peninsula Academy is more like a little school of sorts. And I took one of the classes with a Chinese herbal doctor called Dr. Maria Berry. And you just go to the concierge and explain what you might be interested in, and they have several courses and outings that they will put you on that may take the morning or the afternoon. And it's very educational. educational and a whole lot of fun, too.
There's a whole total cultural experience offered by the peninsula, which is very well received.
Yeah, it's very well received, and there's all kinds of things right in the hotel. There's a bar on the 28th floor called the Felix, which is quite popular amongst locals and tourists. And there's a really nice restaurant for dim sum, and then, of course, the lobby restaurant. But it looks really like a scene from a movie with the widest, grandest staircase I had ever seen.
Exactly. And I don't believe you have a chance to visit the men's room when you were up on the top.
But one place she missed. Oh, I don't know. Maybe she didn't.
Oh, it's so nice how they're giving me the benefit of the doubt. Yes, I did miss that, but, you know, I was told to try to, you know, tuck my hair in my shirt and go in there somehow, but... What did I miss in there, anyway?
I will reserve it to Steve for Stephen to find out next time he is in Hong Kong. Stephen, make sure that you go up to the men's room.
Well, I'll try to. I better steal the meeting room.
What, you got a vibrating bidet?
Apparently, there's something in that men's room at the Peninsula that comes up in conversation all the
time.
Something
to do with the four buttons. You know that joke we told as a kid?
I don't know what it is.
Some of your listeners who's been there will call in and explain to you, Stephen and Willem.
Right.
I'm the good fortune of being there because that was pre-opening time.
It's not necessarily a good thing. They might be sending us to a trap.
Yes, look at those dumb guys. They fell for it, you know.
Well, I don't know about the men's bathroom in the Peninsula, but the women's one is very lovely, so yes. I can tell you that the whole hotel
is totally different.
Yeah, it's
a trap door.
Actually call in.
Yeah, well, actually, if there are any listeners listening to Travel World right now who have been in the men's room of the Hotel Peninsula in Hong Kong, we would appreciate the insight.
Actually, what it is, when you flush the toilet, it's this big elevator that brings you down. You're like Maxwell Smart.
Aliana, look what you've done here. You've got the curiosity. They're going to have to take a weekend excursion trip to Hong Kong.
We'll just try to arrange that.
Just so they can check out the bathrooms.
A bathroom tour of Hong Kong. I bet that's something they don't have in the tour book from the HKTA.
You can give a bathroom tour of Montreal.
I bet you Winnie Robinson of the HKTA in Hong Kong could lead a very entertaining bathroom tour. She's an entertaining guide altogether.
And that's very good feng shui as well.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
That's interesting. Well, everything, of course, as we were saying, is so involved in feng shui. And she, interestingly enough, on the tour, points out some big mistakes, which is kind of fun, too. Like, there's an apartment building on Repulse Bay that does not have good feng shui, and she explains why, and it's quite interesting because I think we can all identify with our living, you know, where we live and where we work and what kinds of effects it might have on us.
Yes, this is the old Chinese tradition when China was still very much dependent on the wind and water for the raising of the crops. So it is very important. You have to have the right direction for the sun and the amount of water from the heavens so that your crops will grow properly and so everybody could be fed. So well, that is how it originates. It's a balance of the wind and water.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people here in North America are now realizing or learning about this. So anyone going over to Hong Kong and has an afternoon to spare should definitely hop aboard Winnie's Feng Shui bus tour. I quite highly recommend it. I was going to say real quickly as well, too, Aliana, that we're talking about the markets, but the Causeway Bay area is another area that's well worth visiting for shopping. It's got very large Japanese department stores.
Right.
And a nightlife that rivals no other. It's the liveliest neighborhood. It's so full of neon and people eating on the street and walking quickly and looking in windows and shopping. It's a lot of fun.
And it actually gets better as you get later in the evening. And there is a night market around midnight.
Yeah.
When a lot of hawkers bring in the merchandise. And in like half an hour, the whole place is flooded with people.
Unbelievable. And actually, a little tip for anybody who wants to be bargaining when they're over Hong Kong. The first sale in the morning is very good luck for a lot of street vendors. So if you can really bargain, if you're the first thing somebody's selling you in the morning, and the last thing at night, because they don't want to, like, they want to clear out a lot of stuff at night, so you can get some really good bargains early morning or late night.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to reinstate that Hong Kong has become very accessible to Canadians, because that's like you do not require a visa to go to Hong Kong. You don't need a visa. You can just go with a valid Canadian passport, and you can stay there up to 3 months.
Yeah, and everybody speaks English, and everybody takes everybody's money, so it's completely accessible to Canadians.
And there are over 30 direct flights from Canada to Hong Kong every week. So from Montreal, you can make connections. like at least twice a day to go to Hong Kong.
Yeah, we were just speaking earlier with Nicole Simard from Air Canada,
right.
And there, of course, it's very easy to get over to Hong Kong.
Right, accessibility is never a problem with Hong Kong, and of course, when you get there, we talked about the hotels, and it's that whole sense of hospitality. I mean, even a lower-priced hotel is luxurious by North American standards. There's that whole personalized service aspect to accommodations in Hong Kong.
And very safe to walk the streets and to walk around. I felt completely comfortable and with a real warm sense of hospitality. It's really a lot of fun.
Good. In fact, right after you left, we have 100 travel agents from Canada visited Hong Kong on our SuperFam 100.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. My timing was impeccable.
We have 20 from the Quebec area.
Wow.
They beat all travel agents from other provinces. Hmm. They were the ones that loved all the fun in Hong Kong. They stay up the latest.
Well, we're going to see a lot of Canadian tourists
now. A lot of people
now.
Are going to be now heading to Hong Kong. Now, Eliana, we're just wrapping up here. What number can they call the HKTA, get some information, or check out your website?
Yes, our website is www.hkta, which is the short form for Hong Kong Tourist Association, .org. We have 380 pages on that, and we have just launched our Canadian homepage. And starting February the 16th, if you tap on our Canadian homepage, you will be qualified to win a trip for two to Hong Kong.
Oh, that's worth
and
it.
And hotel. So watch out for the February 16th, right. Which is the first day of the year of the rabbit. That's a Chinese New Year day. And I wish everybody good luck on that one. Otherwise, we have an office in Toronto. The telephone number there is 416-366-2389.
Oh, that's great. So we can invite our listeners to give the HKTA a call. Well, thank you, Eliana Ho from the Hong Kong Tourist Association, for joining us today, letting us in on one of the world's great destinations.
And I would like to extend our invitations to all your listeners to come and see Hong Kong, our city of life.
We appreciate that, Eliana, and thank you for all your cooperation. We had such a great time.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, great time. I enjoyed my time in Hong Kong. No, Melanie did as well. I certainly
great
recommend
place to
it.
Visit. Yeah, great place to visit.
Oh, well, next week we'll be talking about one of the country music capitals that we all know about, Nashville. But Branson, Missouri is coming up hot on its heels. And Cynthia Fodor from KCCI, our Midwest Bureau Chief, will be down there next weekend covering the Miss USA pageant. She'll be doing a report on Branson, Missouri.
Having a good time here on Travel World. We got our new lead-out music at the end. It's Ozzy Osbourne, Mama, I'm Coming Home. So join us. We're going to be mixing things up just a little bit in the following weeks.
Always do. Always something new and exciting. A couple of weeks off to you're off to Biloxi for their tricentennial. I'm down to the Phoenix area, Board Air Canada. Hey, so many trips, so many places to see, can't do them all.
That's for sure. We had to start sending people down. We're going to send you to Denmark.
You are you?
Yes.
I have Denmark every time I come home because I got a beautiful woman who looks just as gorgeous as any Scandinavian woman.
So you don't need to go over there?
No,
well,
we'll send you.
I gracefully accept that, Willem. I'll bring you back
you
a piece of herring.
You little girl. Beautiful blonde haired girl. And last week when I went to Miami, she's 2.5. She was trying to get the syntax and language, said, "He's gone to Uami?" Anyway.
Next Saturday, 11 to noon, I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Melanie Reffis.
And the hands of Chad. Join us next week on Travel World here on CIQC 600, Montreal's first, Canada's first radio station. Chad.
You're listening to AM 600 in Montreal, Canada's first radio station.